Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Michigan State head basketball coach Tom Izzo. Tom, what's going on? Thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
Well, Robbie and Joe, I'm sorry I screwed up a couple times, but I got this day job. You guys don't have a job, so I'm working a little bit more. But great to be on. Great to talk to you again, Joe, too.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. Tom, my first question for you is, what was it like having Rex Road follow you around and covering you all those years, and how much of a relief has it been for you now that he's gone?
I'm 10 years younger. That's why I'm still coaching since he left. You know, I hate to say this, but I bet you Joe would agree. I've always had a pretty good relationship with the media. I mean, once in a while I get upset, but once in a while they get upset with me. But I learned from my old boss really early on my first year as a full-time guy, and I always asked him, why are you so good to the media? And he says, you got to remember, they got a job to do. You got a job to do. They got a family to feed. You got a family to feed. They got jerks for bosses, and you got a jerk for a boss. So I think all those things I remembered, and to be honest with you, I do have an appreciation for the job everybody's got to do.
Well, on that, I mean, I got to ask you real fast. Who is the most annoying person on the beat now that I'm gone? It's got to be either Solari or Couch, right? I mean, it's one of those two.
Solari, I think, wins that hands down. I think I have a computer list of pain in the butts, but Solari would probably be on the top of that list.
That's great. We'll share their Twitter accounts later for the listeners so you can follow these guys.
Yeah. That's fine.
By the way, you're still not on Twitter, right?
Oh, no. Why ruin a good thing? You know what I'm finding out, though, Joe, is as I do this job, and I think it was about 8 years ago, you know, the social media craze started, I think, in 10 or 11, you know. So a couple years into it, my old assistant, Dane Fipe, and my women's coach, Susie Merchant, were telling me how wrong I was not to be involved in this and that. And since then, now Susie's got kids that are 12, 14, 15, and so Dane's got them, they're 10, and both of them have had their share of problems with the social media. I think they're on my side now, so I think I withstood the test of time on that, and I will continue to be an advocate of how ridiculous it is when people can say what they want behind a computer and never to your face. So that's one thing I do appreciate about the media. Now, at least you got to put it down, and there's a face behind the buttons, where most of the Twitter stuff is, who knows? You know, if somebody's ripping you, you don't know if it's a Michigan fan or it's your own people, and sometimes that's frustrating.
Yeah, no, as a parent, I mean, social media.
Yeah.
Oh, it's if I could launch it all into the sun.
Now.
Oh yeah, no. Hey, I was one of the late holdouts on Twitter. I mean, like, we have to be on there, but no, it's brutal.
You know what I always wondered, Joe, is when it first came out, it seemed like just for you guys, you know, information everywhere. Then when you realize that 50% of that information was false,
right.
I bet you. I remember one time a guy called me, it wasn't you, but said, well, what happened to so-and-so? I can't remember who the player was. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, he broke his leg at practice. I said, what are you talking about, you know? And somebody had put that out there, and he's chasing it down. His wife's probably mad because he spent 2 hours that night, and it was false, you know. Three-fourths of Twitter to me is false now, you know, and that's a shame.
Michigan State basketball coach Tom Izzo on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Tom, I'm interested to get your thoughts just on the state of the game in general. And now that you've had some time with the transfer portal, what are your thoughts on the portal itself? Has it been good for the game? Are there drawbacks to it? Just overall, your thoughts on the portal and how it's impacted college basketball.
Well, I don't think it's great for the game, and I think there's drawbacks, but I'm one of those guys. There's a couple of us out there that have been on committees. I think it's bad for the kids, where everybody thinks, the players, I mean, where everybody thinks, wow, guy's got freedom, do what he wants, you know? Just picture yourself How old's your son now, Joe?
Well, got one going to be a freshman at Michigan State, but Brennan, who you from your camp, is 14.
Yeah, so you got those ages. Just think, if you told them, do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do, however you want to do it, how you think he would have turned out. You know, come home when you want to come home. You don't like me as a dad? Well, transfer next door and take that guy as a dad. You got the same thing, you know? I think kids are making a lot of bad decisions because we're teaching them that the minute something goes tough, to get the hell out of Dodge. I said Clark Kellogg on the radio or TV the other day said something great. He said, to grow, it takes rain and sunshine. And if you translate that, it means, you know, if you just have all sunshine, the plant doesn't grow. If you just have all rain, it doesn't grow. And you've got to fight through some adversity. You've got to have some tough times. You've got to have some rainy days. And those are illegal now. There's a rainy day, I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. And then we got kids transferring. They don't even know where they're transferring to. And the problem is when they do transfer, so somebody transfers to Michigan State, and then all of a sudden I get two more transfers. I mean, we're afraid of competition, and competition is what you do every day of your life. You know, you guys are competing with some other radio station there. You have to learn how to compete. And so I'm sure there's a positive here and there. I really am. But the unintended consequences of what we're left with, to me, are going to be, hard on the game a little bit, but nobody cares about that. I think it's going to be worse on the players. And, you know, you got guys at two, three different schools, four different schools. Where does he hang his hat at the end? I mean, you're still calling me because you have a connection to Michigan State. Where do those kids hang their hat? Where do they get help with jobs? What do they do? I mean, 90% of the transfers are not pros. So that's the reason I struggle with it. I struggle with it because I think it's going to affect the players and the kids, and I think most people think it's giving them freedom. And my dad didn't give me a lot of freedom. I know that, and I turned out okay. So we'll see what happens. I guess it is what it is, like Twitter. You know, maybe it'll be good. I don't think so for the players.
Well, on another, obviously so much has changed, Tom. I mean, since I was on the beat covering you, and I've thought about you with, you know, every one of them, but certainly we had a lot of discussions going way back on, you know, name, image, likeness, or at least some sort of compensation, the financial components, the way the money's exploded. Now we have this. Where are you on that? How important is it? And how it seems like Michigan State, from Twitter, there is information out there. But, you know, like Darian Harris, for example, you know, with the football program, it seems like Michigan State's been pretty proactive in taking advantage of it. But this is a massive change. How have you adjusted to that? Where do you think that's going?
Well, I don't know what take advantage is, but, you know, we have the same problems. We have unintended consequences. I was all for players getting some compensation, meaning, you know, I like when, you know, I wish we could get it where they get so much money and everybody gets that. Because to me, it isn't pro ball. Now, if we want to make it pro ball, then let's make it pro ball. But I got buddies in the NBA. I got, of course, my best friend, Mariucci, and he says, you guys are trying to make it like pro ball. I said, no, we're not. In pro ball, if you sign, it's a 4 or 5 year contract. We have a semester. We have free agency every day of the week. In pro ball, there's a salary cap. You know, rookies can get this and that. We have nothing. So there again, we're back to no rules, and there's no boundaries, and there's no guardrails. And I think what started out again, a good idea to help. I think now it's going to turn into, you know, something tougher. I'm all for guys getting more. I think that's what the NBA's for, and that's what the NFL's for, and that's what Major League Baseball's for. I hope we don't diminish what a college education is and how important that is. But you know what? I adjust to it whatever way I can. Again, I'll go back to this. When I was 39 years old, I started making what I would consider some real money. When I was 29 years old, I didn't make any money. You know, I was a GA here. And it was an adjustment. But I was 39 when I started that. If kids are doing that at 18, how is that going to affect them? What is that going to do? Who can handle it? I worry about the evils of, you know, things like, you know, wherever there's money, look in the schools, you know, and here it's not the poor schools that have drug problems. It's the rich schools that have drug problems. What about the new gambling thing? Are we going to have gamblers all over? Because where there's money, there's what I would call dirt bags, you know? And so those are the things I worry about, but it is what it is. We're adjusting, but I don't know if anybody's ahead of it, because I don't know if anybody really knows what's going on, and we're all trying to figure that out. But getting help for the players, 100% for it. But without boundaries, question where that's going to head.
So, Tom, I'm not going to ask you how much longer you're going to coach. I know you get asked this, like, what, probably once a month or so now. but you know.
Well, hell, I'm 8-9 years behind Krzyzewski. I'm 10 years behind Boeheim, so I got a lot of time yet.
That's right.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I just want to know, how do you feel about things? You know, how are you feeling moving forward here?
You know what?
You just passed Bobby Knight. You're the winningest coach in the Big Ten, which is a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a big deal. It means that I stayed here long. But I will say this, Joe. I love my job. I am question marky. I'm putting question marks on our profession and where it's going. I think a lot of people are. I think you are. You know, I don't know where the profession's going. And I think there's a lot of concerns. The day to day. I mean, I'm probably in. Well, I did one thing during COVID. You know, I bought a Peloton. I'm in even better shape. So I feel very healthy and good. I still got the energy, but there are question marks on you know, like this time of year, like I'm leaving today recruiting. Recruiting never ends because of the transfer portal and everything. You know, there's never an off season now, and that's okay. I mean, I'm a grinder. I'm cool with that, but I don't know. You know, I feel good enough that I don't plan on doing anything in the next couple of years in a negative way, but we'll see how all this goes and what happens. I think you'd be crazy to think some of these coaches that have gotten out, like Ron and Roy, and I saw Tim Jankovic, and you know, are getting out because of the issues, but maybe it'll be a 30s and 40s job pretty soon. Who knows?
Tom Izzo, Michigan State basketball coach, our guest here on Robbie and Rexrow. Tom, really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Well, you guys have a good time. I guess Nashville's one of those hopping cities. My buddy Mariucci's son just moved there, loves it. So you guys take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
sounds
Tom.
Good. Tom Izzo, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it is time for the Rex Rant. We'll do that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.